Blog Talk Radio.
Got that energetic music to get things started here on your home buying compass. Hi, everyone. I'm Jim Mitchell, back with you as your host. And joining us, of course, is Realtor David Schwabe of the Schwabe Group. And David, we need to get people excited. We're going to talk today about selling your home. And boy, you need some people to get on board with that, don't you?
Absolutely, Jim. This is, in my 20 years in business, this is probably the strongest market for a seller to sell their home. There's great demand and very, very little inventory.
Now, when someone is hearing that, I know you've mentioned that there are people who weren't thinking of moving, but they heard, wow, such a great market, I can get top dollar, so they're making the choice to do that. To start at the beginning of the process, though, let's talk about someone who is interested in selling. What should they do to find the right realtor to help them maximize the process?
Well, I think the most important part is that they should do an interview, first of all. Interview the agents they want to talk to and get a detail of what they want to do, what the agents do for them. And I think it's really important to get an agent who is experienced. It's really easy for a seller right now to say, oh, anyone can sell the house. It doesn't matter. I can, list with my Aunt Susie or Uncle Roger, But I think it's really important in this market, because we want to maximize those dollars and make sure the deals stick together, to get a really experienced agent. So I guess the answer would be to interview them, make sure they're working for a good firm, they've got some good experience behind them, and they have a good game plan.
And with this sort of buying frenzy, I would imagine it's really tempting as a seller to go, hey, I'm just going to put a sign in front of my yard, I'll do it myself, because everybody wants to buy. But there's a lot more that goes into it than just finding a buyer, right?
Yeah, a good agent should be able to give them advice on that home sale about pricing, how to market it, really maximize the buyers. It's interesting, when you sell by owner, you really have the people who are driving past, or the neighbors and friends. When we expose it to the entire market and basically create a bidding war out of it, we're able to maximize the dollar. And obviously, there may be some staging and things like that that are important still, even in this market. But a good agent will put that all together and give them a number of options for buyers, because maybe, you might get the dollars, but that buyer might not be the strongest buyer. And so how do we make sure we get the buyer that can close? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, tell me about that, because I heard you speak recently, and you were talking about a home that was for sale, had multiple offers already, and you had a buyer that was interested, and you talked to the agent because you felt that your buyer was the better buyer. What do you mean when you say there's different types of buyers?
Well, sellers a lot of times just want to look at the price, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in this market, when the market is in the northwest suburbs, I'm looking at numbers that are up. Last week, it was 19% over since the shutdown, which is just about 2 years ago today. And so with that kind of numbers going that quickly, and now we're selling over those numbers, it's really important to get a house. Is it cash? Is the buyer strong financing? Can we appraise this house out? If we don't appraise the house out because the market's up so much, can we make sure that we have some stipulation in there with that buyer, such that like an appraisal gap waiver or something, so it's not just the buyer, the price, it's how strong is that buyer? Are they willing to get this closed? Are they just writing an offer to write an offer? Because some buyers are going outside of what they're comfortable with to write an offer. And as a listing agent, it's my job to make sure that that buyer on the other side is really interested in this area and this house, and they're just not buying because they're looking for any house, because that buyer may not close or may drop out a week or two down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, if that happens, we really lost a great opportunity for the seller for pricing.
And when you look at sellers, I mentioned some people just jumping in because of the opportunity, but when I phrase this question, I want to ask, when is the right time to list their home? And I don't necessarily mean on the calendar, you know, certain months or seasons, but if they want to get their home together, what are the steps they should take, or when should they say, okay, I'm really ready to put this thing out there?
Yeah, the short answer, and I think this comes with experience, the short answer is when their time is right for them, right? Because mm-hmm. so many agents pressure a seller to put the house on the market right now because, and maybe it's best for the agent, not best for the seller. And I think that it's important that with a good agent is going to say, all right, so let's look what you need to do. What's your contingency plan? Do you have somewhere to go? If you have a house in Florida, that's fine. But if you don't, in today's market, if you don't have a house in Florida or you don't have a house locally, if you're moving to a different house locally, do you have someone to move in with? I mean, these are the kind of questions we ask to build a plan to make it a smooth transition. So I guess the short answer is when they're ready. But, you know, we do sit down with that seller and say, all right, you know, maybe we should replace this carpet. Maybe we're okay without carpet replacement. You know, we have to do some decluttering in the house. Well, how long is that going to take? You know, you only get a first one chance for that first impression, right? So let's mm-hmm. maximize those and make sure the timing is right for the seller. I mean, at the end of the day, it's the seller's house. So we want to make sure they're comfortable with it as well.
And let's go through that process a little bit. I assume you do some coaching and working with a seller to kind of have a checklist and say, all right, make sure these things are all done and checked and updated before we list to maximize your return. Where should they start?
So we walk through the house and bring a stager in if required. Some houses are amazing. I mean, just that might be, you know, that might be 1 out of 20 or 1 out of 30, but some houses are ready to go. But most houses need some updating or tweaks. It may just be decluttering, taking some personal items down. Some houses will say, hey, you know, buyers still want houses that are ready to go. So we might have to replace some flooring, or we might need to do some painting. People are paying top dollar, but we're still seeing houses that aren't staged sitting on the market a little bit longer than they should. And which brings another point. I don't know if we want to talk about today, but one of the things we do is we walk through the house, we give some advice, and if that house needs staging and if the seller doesn't have funds available, I have something that's called the concierge program. And in the concierge program, we can front sellers money to do the staging and do the painting and such, and there's no fee and there's no interest, and that money is basically just paid back at closing, which is a pretty cool program, honestly.
It is, and that was my next question here, so I'm glad you brought it up. Now, this is a program that Compass offers, and just to be clear, you'll identify things the buyer, or the seller rather, can choose what they feel comfortable doing, but the intent, based on your experience, is, hey, look, if you do these things, we know we're going to get a return, therefore you, as the realtor, as the company, you're willing to go ahead and take on those expenses, knowing that in the back end that's going to come back. So I assume you have a pretty good strategy about how that all works.
Yeah, it's for years we've been staging for probably 15 years, and I will tell you, even in this market, you know, we're not going to tell you to paint the walls unless you're going to get a 2-4x you know return on it. But if mm-hmm. you have a house, for instance, in today's market, if we have a house with really dark trim in the house, and that like sort of the 80s dark doors in the north suburbs, those if we can paint the trim in those doors, if let's say it costs $3,000 to do that. We're probably going to sell the house for $15,000 more because that is such a big deal. So we can tell you what are important, what's not important. I'll give you an example. We've had houses where people say we want to paint the whole house, and I said, you know what, the paint could use a refreshing, but the house is vacant, let's say. If we bring furniture in, you won't see all the scuffs on the walls, and it is already neutral color. And so sometimes there's better options, and we specifically look at that house, where it's at, what school district's in, how much inventory is there, and make a game plan for that specific house. And some houses are ready to go, and some need more.
We're talking with David Schwabe of the Schwabe Group today on Your Home Buying Compass. David joins us each month here to talk about different aspects of the real estate market and shares with us his several decades of experience. You can always learn more at schwabegroup.com. That's S-C-H-W-A-B-E group com, and we're building a nice library of podcasts and information to share with you. David, you mentioned a couple of times decluttering. Can you tell us what that means and how to do it effectively?
Yeah, I think right now it's when we take photography, which, by the way, we take high-end photography, it's really, in today's market, it's about clean lines. It's just we don't want a lot of stuff. Less is more right now. And, we don't need to necessarily replace people's furniture and change things around, but, all the little knickknacks, the personal items, if those are off and it's just when someone walks in or when you take a picture, it's kind of freeing for the mind. It's more, if you put too much things in the house, some buyers, depending on their personality, it might be detrimental. So we just want to make it, we want people to see the house and the beauty of the house and the layout of the house. I don't want them to see all the stuff, if that makes sense. Go ahead.
Yeah, for those who like to collect stuff and have memories, you're not saying you have to throw this stuff out, but let's box it up and put it in storage somewhere, right?
Yeah, so my stagers call it, putting away the items, the beautiful items. I'm just being blunt, right? So it's, when I'm working on my desk, I'm like, what is all this stuff? I got to get the things off my desk so I can declutter my desk, right? It's just a matter of, these are a lot of, even collectibles. We have some houses with beautiful collectibles, but we don't want people to look at the Yadros or the clock collection. One years ago, I had this house. It was the coolest house. They had a frog collection. They were the cutest frogs all over the house. But, for selling it, we had to take the frogs to another place, for the time being.
And that references inside. Am I dating myself if I use the term curb appeal? Is that still a thing for the outside?
Curb appeal is probably still the most important factor for a house.
Sure.
That if someone doesn't like that front picture, and we still, by the way, on the MLS and all the advertising, it has to have that front picture of the house. That tells you something, right? So if it shows nicely from the front, which could be painting the front door, right? That's why things like windows get huge returns on investment, siding, because it's all about curb appeal.
Interesting. Now, we've got about a minute or so left here, and appreciate all you've shared with us so far. We've probably got some people a little fired up now, ready to sell, and they know it's a good market, but is there also a temptation right now for sellers to maybe overprice and expect a little too much?
I think so, but I will tell you right now in our suburban area, we've got like 15 days of inventory, which basically means we have nothing. So we have to be realistic, but I think now is a great opportunity to maximize the dollar, and I'm willing to do that. But we have to watch the market closely, which is why you need an experienced agent that can feel out the market and make a quick change when needed.
And in the past where that inventory was a little bit longer and someone might put a sign up and know that it might take a month or two, I assume that now they have to be prepared to start accepting offers almost right away.
Yeah, we usually put a plan in place. If we know it's a really hot house, we will basically set it up and make a plan for 4 or 5 days of showing and then accept offers and put a game plan in place to negotiate those offers properly for the seller. But yes, we would get offers very quickly in a hot house.
What an interesting market, and I'm sure people who want to jump in one way or another, buyer or seller, would want to get some time with you, David. So give us a number and or email that people can reach you at to have a conversation.
Yeah, the best way is to call me or text me at 847-636-6747, 847-636-6747, or my email is David, D-A-V-I-D, at schwabegroup.com. So it's at S-C-H-W-A-B-E, group.com.
Excellent. David, thank you so much for making some time to join us today. And again, schwabegroup.com is the website where you can learn a lot more and get plenty of information on current listings as well as some of the advice that you heard today. And we'll look forward to a conversation with David again about more real estate topics a little bit down the road. Thanks, David. Thanks, everyone, for listening.